Hello, everybody!
Hey
Welcome
guys,
back
welcome
to the pod!
back.
So, today we are filming from a beautiful sunny Saturday.
Yeah, it is surprisingly
Glorious.
lovely today. You know what this is? This is the calm after the storm.
Yeah, it is. I think, obviously, we know we just had Storm Eowyn.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it? Eowyn?
I'm not too sure.
Well, either way, it was windy.
It was windy, and now the sun's out and it's glorious.
Absolutely glorious, guys. A little bit chilly, it's like 2 or 3 degrees. But
it's actually seven degrees.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Quite surprising because it feels a lot colder than that.
Yeah, it's one of them days when you're not in the sun, it's cold.
Yeah.
When you're in the sun, you're okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna kick it off with our words,
Yeah, do you
everybody.
want to start?
Yeah, so what I want this week is more summer clothes.
Yeah.
We're looking into booking our girls' holiday now.
Yeah.
And
the inspo is in your head now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm ready to spend all my money on Mars and label bikinis.
Yeah. Real. I did actually have a look the other day and there is limited stock.
Yeah,
isn't there?
Because I was telling you, yeah, but I saw them, and you can get some nice ones in your size for like 20 quid.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
And like you can get a 3-piece set for like 30 quid, which
yeah.
I think is too bad because normally they retail for about 50.
Yeah,
and it's just because they're trying to get rid of the last bit of the stock. So that's reminding me, I
yeah.
need to buy some.
Lovely.
So, yeah, what's your want this week?
My want this week is to not have to wear a coat. I'm really praying that the warm weather is gonna get here a bit quicker, to be honest. I could do with it speeding up. I could really do with it because yes, I did get a new coat, if anybody recalls.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I'm short on jumpers.
Yeah.
And then having to pair the same coat with every outfit is really starting to bug me because it's just a bit all over the place. I just would really like this warm weather to hang around.
I enjoy going out and not having to take a coat.
Yeah.
Like tonight we're gonna go out with the girls. I'm not taking a coat if I don't have to. Like if I'm cold, I'm cold. Like, I think most of the time it's not a big deal because you go to restaurant, to bar, like, you don't really need a coat.
No, exactly. And that's the vibe I'm on at the minute.
Yeah, I do enjoy those days in the sun when all you need is a jumper.
Yeah.
I'm just going as myself. I
exactly.
don't need a coat to protect me, which I love.
Okay, what are you obsessed with?
Vinted. Absolutely
nice.
Bloody love it,
You've
guys.
You've been really on the vintage
yeah.
grind.
I'm also, after our last episode, when I don't know if anyone recalls, we were talking about going off social media. And sometimes, instead of scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, I'm going on Vinted and scrolling through my suggested.
Lovely.
And I'm actually loving it.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, and you can get some steals on there, like I was showing them. I recently bought a Zara skirt, which is this leopard print. It's lined for £1. Up for £1. Obviously, you pay postage, so it ended up being £3 or £4.
But still,
the skirt would have retailed
incredible.
For 20 quid-ish.
Yeah.
And then I've also bought this cardigan, which is going to be really nice for spring, summer.
Yeah.
It's like orange and pink. It's a bit funky, but I think with some white jeans, it'll look cool.
It's a nice,
like,
chunky knit.
Yeah, white suit pants for work, it'll look nice.
Yeah.
That was like £15, so I paid like £18 with postage.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah, and I recently bought a denim top as well. It's paid about 20 quid for that.
Yeah.
I think it's really good, and especially when... You know when you see things in Zara or on the Mars label website, for example, you're like, I really like that, but you don't buy it because it's so expensive or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you find it on Vinted for cheaper, I mean, if it's been worn once or it's never been worn.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I would just rather do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been
what's the point?
Yeah, what is the point of paying full price for things, I suppose. Yeah, what's your obsession?
My obsession is the stars.
Nice, yeah.
So, in case you didn't know, tonight is actually when it peaks.
Oh, really?
There is a planet parade currently happening right now in between what I believe was the 20th of January to like the 10th of February. And it is peaking on the 25th of February, which is the day we are filming. Is it the 25th of February today?
No, it's not even February yet.
I mean, oh, sorry. I mean January. I mean, it's the 25th of January.
Oh, yeah,
it's peaking, which is today, which means that six planets are all going to line up in a line across the sky, and we'll be able to see three with the naked eye.
Very
and
exciting.
Funnily enough, we went on a walk on
Thursday,
and we could see Mars
yeah.
and what we think was
Venus.
Venus.
And then me and Emily both discussed that because we've said we wanted to get new hobbies.
Yes.
So I'm going to start tarot reading. Emily's going to become a master of the stars.
Yeah. And I just love the one constellation that I am aware of and always spot is Orion's belt. And I'd like to know a few more because I can always see that one, but I've just knocked this off.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Oh my god, it's fully there.
Interesting. Oh no, she's popped out.
Oh.
Brilliant. Okay. I seem to have just... We're doing a drive, though, in case we didn't say. I seem to have just broken my visor. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it just pops in, doesn't it? It's
weird. Yeah, I can't really do it right now. I'll just leave it. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get that app. I swear to that, like a Stars app. I used to have it. And you put up just that, it will show you the different constellations above you.
It's maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and find it for you.
Okay. Recommend?
My recommendation is to book a girl's holiday.
Nice.
Whatever that looks like. Whether you, because we were saying that equally we should do a couple more weekend trips.
Yeah.
You just book an Airbnb and B for the night, something like that.
Like last year, our only really girls' holiday was the Lake District.
Yeah, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Holy hell, bless you.
Oh my God.
That was like four.
Jesus.
Emily never does just one sneeze.
No, I don't.
She always does two or three. I actually nearly sneezed at yoga before.
Did you?
Yeah, we went to yoga before, guys. Yeah. Nearly had a sneeze. Luckily, I didn't.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say whatever kind of way that looks like, because we're thinking of booking girls' holiday, which would be super fun.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, whatever it looks like, I think you should try and get away with your friends.
Yeah, I think so. I completely agree. I'm very excited for us. And it's really getting us in the summer shopping vibe.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why I've been so excited. Yeah. And the sun today is just bringing it out of me. I feel like spring is springing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. My recommend is to get your car cleaned.
Nice, yeah.
I did it last week and I feel brilliant. It's a job that you just constantly put off and off and off because you're like, oh, I can't be arsed. And it's just like a chunk of money that you don't really want to part with because you know in the back of your head that you could do it yourself. You could just get the Hoover out and clean your car. But
never looks as good.
No, would really recommend just going and get your car cleaned.
Yeah. I always think as well, I hate going to get my car cleaned, it's going to be dirty again in a couple
weeks.
But that's not really the spirit. I should get it clean. Because I also got mine clean last week, guys. And she looks clean. They both look clean. Which
is
nice.
Look! A new road. What the hell's getting... Whoa, I'm so confused. This is the new roundabout.
Oh. This happened quick.
Really quick.
I was here last week and this wasn't like this.
Wow. I mean, it's a good idea because it's always queuing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. New road.
We've just drove down a new road that we weren't aware of.
Okay, so our dumb moment.
Yes.
This is a collective.
Oh, for God's sake. This thing is really annoying now. I'm just going to leave it like that.
So.
Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, and you can let me know if I miss anything.
Yeah, so this actually happened today.
So we went to yoga this morning, and then we went for a little walk, because the maker's market was on in the town where the yoga was. So I bought a necklace, Emily bought a necklace and earrings.
Yeah, love quite jewelry. Successful, actually.
I feel like we always are successful at the maker's market.
Yeah.
I love a maker's market. You are supporting that independent people.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not the point of the story. We go for brunch, come back, and we're on the way back to my house because we're on the way to Hobbycraft currently, if we didn't say. So we're going to Hobbycraft, and we also bought two cheesecakes, so we're going to have a cheesecake and a coffee at my house. And my brother Giles, who's been on the podcast, rings me on my way back, and Emily's in her car behind me, and he's like, Eliza, when are you going to be home? And I'm like, and he's coming out to meet a friend. So he was like, I'm going out, and I was like, oh, okay. He's like, but I'm gonna wait for you to come back. I was like, okay, why? He's like, there's a bird trapped in your bedroom. And I'm like, ugh. I was like, you're joking, aren't you? And he's like, no, I'm not. And Charles is like petrified, he's sounding scared. He's like, I'm not joking, like I'm being serious.
I'm like, being serious?
I'm being serious. I was like, oh my God, okay. I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna be like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. He's like, okay, be as quick as you can. I will, Charles, don't worry. So I end the call, and then I ring Em, because Emily's scared of birds.
I do have a fear of birds.
So Charles said it was only the size of a robin. And the reason why he went into my room was because he was going out and wanted to shut the window at the front. Because I think my mum or dad must have opened it, and it was opened quite large, hence the bird then. The bird was in the room when he went in.
Yeah.
I would have loved to hear his initial scream. Giles was screaming so much. So anyway, then, I tell him, and I ring in, I'm like, just to warn you, there's a bird in my room. It's only small, but I'm just trying to walk, because I didn't want it to get to my house and be like, by the way, there's a bird there.
My heart was racing.
Yeah. And then I end the call, I have a couple minutes, and Giles rings me again, where are you? I was like, chill out. He wasn't actually shouting, he was just like, where are you? Come home. I was like, Giles, we're stuck behind a horse box, like, we're going to be another 5 or 10 minutes. He's like, okay, that's fine, it's okay. See you when you get here. I was like, yeah, we get there. across the road and Giles is up in the top window. There's two top windows. One of them is my room and the opposite one is my mum and dad's. And he stood in the window watching us cross the road. We walk into the house and Giles is screaming.
Literally.
He comes out, runs down the stairs like, ah! And it wasn't like that. It was actually very high-pitched scream. We jumped out there. He was like, yeah. Ah! He's like, guys, the bird! And Emily was like, okay, well, you need to trap it in a towel.
Yeah. Fortunately, I have experience with this.
Yes.
My house is quite prone to birds coming in through the chimney. We've basically got like a hole. The chimney is just a hole straight into the house. And occasionally we get birds that fall straight down. And I have nothing to do with it, but my dad will just get a towel, catch it in the towel, and then release it in, out of the window. And it's just a quick act. So I said, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
I said, you need to get a towel, you need to catch it, and throw it out the window.
And you know, we then both look at Giles and say, okay, you get it.
I'm giving these instructions to Giles.
No, he's like, I'm not doing it. He's like, I liked it, you're going to have to do it. He goes into the pantry and gets a broom.
Yeah.
And goes, this is to scare it. So I'm hanging against the wall. We're like, right, okay. And then poor Emily, we get him upstairs and he's like, come on, Em.
I was not coming into that room.
Yeah, Emily was like, I'm not going in. He went, he was like, don't worry, you just need to make sure the door doesn't open. So he said, what bird is going to open the door? And I was petrified. I was going to walk in and there would be this massive pigeon. And he just tried to make it sound smaller so that so we would actually would come home. So I was like, oh, God. And anyway, Emily's got this video, which is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And we're there, we're outside the door, and Charles like, okay, I'm going to open the door. Eliza, you're going to go in, then Emily, then me. So you're like, right. You're setting us up for sabotage here, and what are you doing? I walk in, and then I'm scared. So he like shuts the door, I shut the door, and I'm opening the window, and the bird is literally flapping around. You can hear it tweeting. I'm screaming, we're all screaming, and I open the window, and then it smacks against the door. No, then it
first burns. We let you in, and then shut the door behind you, and leave you in the room with this bird.
Yeah, and then I think Giles comes to open door and you two are coming in and this bird all of a sudden flies the opposite end of the room towards you two and we all scream and Giles slams the door shut and in this video I'm screaming bloody murder because I'm trapped in the room with this bird and like I felt the bird like hit me on the back and I was like I could tell that bird hit me. The bird like hit my back. And then I crack this down into like a little ball on the floor. The window is still wide open. And I'm like, oh my God, it's gone. It's gone. Like, guys, we're free. It's fine. And then you both come in, shut the door. And then Giles is like whacking the broom against the wall and the bed. And
checking
like,
that the bird has actually gone. Yeah, we've got to disrupt it.
It's like, yeah, the bird's gone. We're fine. So I shut the window. We all go to leave. This bird all of a sudden comes out of nowhere and starts flying around the room again. And we all, in unison, scream and run towards the door.
But because of our force of running towards the door, we just trap ourselves into the room and just all of us crouch down into the corner by the door, like our heads covered, our eyes, like this bird's gonna like kill us. It's about the size of like, I don't even know, an apple. And it's just like literally terrified the life of us. We're shaking, screaming, crawling a ball in the corner of the room.
I was crying next to Giles. And everybody like had a hand on the door and Giles was like, do not open it. And then the bird flew into the window because it was closed. Then the bird's on the floor. So then I go to open the window. Bird flies up again. We all scream again. But then the bird kind of went onto the floor and like crouched there for a couple minutes. And then it flew out the window.
It just let itself out in the air. I think it had enough of our screaming.
We opened all the windows and it just flew out. And that was our... It wasn't really... It was absolutely hilarious.
It was really traumatic.
Yeah.
We were all shaking. Like, we walked out of the door and just sat on the floor for a minute because we were literally shaking because this little tiny bird. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah, and we were saying, Giles waited for us, so he must have been like half an hour. Yeah. It's late to see his friend. So, for me. I hope you all appreciated that story. I hope we explained it well.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone needs a bird removing, don't call us, because we did a terrible job. The bird just let itself out after 10 minutes.
We were screaming too much, I think. What's your song of the week?
You go first.
Oh, okay. My song of the week is Too Cool to Be Careless by Porter.
Brilliant song.
Really getting me into some mood.
I can't remember if this was my song last week. I don't think it was. I'm really liking Hozier at the minute. It's been really peaceful. I've been in quite a peaceful week this week.
Nice.
I mean, really halted to an end with the bird.
She's tranquil.
But, you know, I've really been enjoying Hozier. In particular, Would That I think that's a really lovely song.
I've never heard that one.
We were talking about Hozier because we were talking about wedding songs, weren't we?
Yeah.
Was that on the podcast?
I think that was last week.
It might have been, yeah, okay.
I don't know if we were having that discussion before we filmed the podcast or when we were actually doing the podcast.
I'm not too sure anyway. Because Hozier, I believe, is quite a popular wedding song choice.
Yes, have you heard his cover of Do I Want to Know?
Yes.
Nice.
I think, was that not my song of the week last week? I didn't want to say it again. I would have said that one, actually, then.
I'm not sure.
Never mind.
I'm completely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, wait, I want to go this way.
So, guys, we thought we'd do a little apprenticeship update because we've realised we've not done one in yonks.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while.
We're both still apprentices.
Yeah.
Emily started a new placement.
Yeah. Just a bit of a recap. Morning. Lady almost just went straight into... What the hell is she doing?
You should beep her.
I should have beeped her.
Now she's cutting across the lanes.
Yeah. My apprenticeship is 4 years long and I do a different job every year. So they run January to December. So I've now started my new job.
Woo!
Same company, same people.
Just a different team.
I moved around the corner. And I'm really enjoying it. It's very different. It's more digital than before, which is quite interesting, quite funky, although not many of our customers are. Our customer's base is a bit older, so it's a bit tricky being in the digital team, but, you know, we're still moving forward, trying to get people more
online skills.
Yeah. So I'm quite enjoying it. And yeah, it's a bit weird because it feels like you're kind of starting again, whereas I've been there a year, and like my knowledge is kind of now like not useless, like some of it is still useful across the business, but my like specific knowledge to that team feels a little bit like, oh, what do I do now?
Yeah.
It's going to start again, but it's all learning. And I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Good.
How about you?
Good. So my apprenticeship ends this year. Mine's 18 months long, so this is the final stretch, essentially.
Yeah. Pivotal time, really.
Yeah, it is a bit. Got a lot of things going on. I don't really know how much to disclose, honestly.
So I guess we could say, are you planning on staying where you are at the end of the apprenticeship? Or you want to move? Want to try something new?
Planning staying working for the same bank.
Nice.
Maybe trying something new.
Yeah.
I think my everyday... Because of what I do and being an apprentice, I would say that obviously, you know, like I do quite a lot of different things.
Yes.
So I think I would like to maybe my main job maybe switch up ever so slightly, my core job, but maybe kind of go more into one of the other different little tasks I do.
Yeah.
Maybe lean more into them or try something completely new.
Yeah.
I think, like, as we say, like we're only young and so we're only 20, so it's kind of like we've so much. We can try something new for a couple of years, and if we don't like it, it's okay. We can try something else.
Exactly.
And equally, because I think at first I was quite worried that if I went into a team that wasn't client-facing, I wouldn't have... My main strengths wouldn't be valuable.
Yeah.
But obviously, like I remember you said to me, like, it'll help you build new strengths.
Yeah.
Going into somewhere where you might not be client-facing or you do something slightly different. It'll help you build new strengths and be like, oh, okay, that's... A strength that I didn't know I had.
Yeah, your strengths are going to be where... I think I should have got my there, but it's okay. Your strengths are going to be with your experience, and that's all your experience so far. So if you experience other things, you'll grow new strengths, and you might actually be stronger at something else. You just don't know it yet.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think it's a really interesting time for you, really.
Yeah, really exciting.
And I think it just shows where it can take you, really, because you've got... a good 18 months of experience, but also learning. You've got a few new skills and qualifications behind you that people in the bank probably have. I mean, I know there's some other programs, isn't there, that you can do some learning, but like you've been freshly learning this whole time. It's quite a good little asset to have, really.
Yeah, I think as well, because we are like, because we're young as well, like say if you wanted to whatever role you or whatever you do after when your apprenticeship ends, kind of like, oh well, they've spent this time as apprentices, like they've learned whilst being on the job, they can clearly multitask.
Yeah.
Like, and they can clearly devise their time effectively and appropriately.
Yeah.
So I think that's a strength. But I guess we'll just see what happens, where we're meant to be.
Yeah.
Because I think with jobs, my I think, you know, obviously when we were applying for apprenticeships in, with apprentices, when you're applying for apprenticeships, it's not uncommon to get quite a few rejections.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be weird if you didn't get rejections.
Yeah.
And I think you've just got to think, rejection is redirection.
Exactly.
Like, clearly, that's not for me. Equally now, like, if I don't get a job I want, it's like, okay, that's clearly not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I clearly, if I got that, it wouldn't, I wouldn't have done well.
Exactly.
Or it would have led me somewhere where I wasn't supposed to be.
And, like, the roles can be so varied as well, but it might just be, like, something is more suitable for the skills that you've been doing. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
So it's quite... quite interesting, but you're right, we probably are quite used to rejection, particularly with the way that we applied for our friendships. We didn't really focus on things too specific. We kind of threw a hat in almost every ring we could.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of them that we were like, well, there's you know, I'm just doing it for the to have a go, but
yeah,
we knew we were going to get rejections, and some of them we didn't. We were like, this is going to be the one, and it wasn't. So it's, you get quite used to it after a while. And you just land on whatever works out at that time.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just got to have a bit of faith sometimes in the universe.
Yeah.
God, if you believe. And just be like, you know what? Whatever's happened will happen. Like, whatever you do, you can't... If you apply for 5 jobs and you don't get any of them, that's fine. If you apply for 5 and you get all 5, equally great, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, nothing... I think it's just one of them things where... If you're in a job that you don't enjoy, but that's what you thought you once wanted, that's fine if you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, if we'd gone into our apprenticeships and felt completely the opposite and hated them, but this was something we wanted so badly when we were 17.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because your experience, you learn.
Yeah. And you don't know what you don't like until you give it a go.
Exactly. I think that applies, like, for literally anything, doesn't it? Like, say if you... We're moving cities for uni. You just don't know if you're going to love or hate uni until you get it going.
Exactly. I've got a really weird way right now.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of can't remember where I'm going.
Do you want me to put a sat nav on?
Yeah, because I'm kind of heading for the retail part, but I don't actually know if it's there.
I'll just pause it. So, should we talk about... We were talking about this earlier. If we were to get married, would you invite people from work?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I feel like a lot of people... Here... No. A lot of people at work obviously make their friends through work, but we're quite early into the workplace that we're going into it with friends. Now, that's not the case for everyone, but we have friends, and a lot of the people at work are not in our age range to be close friends.
Yeah.
But you still make friends with them, and you still spend a lot of time with these people. So it's like, are we friends enough to do things outside of work? Like,
I think... Yeah, if one of us... I think if I ever left a team, for example...
Yeah.
I'm quite close with a couple of people in my team. So, you know, if I was in the office, I'd be like, do you want to grab lunch today?
Yeah.
And just to catch up. Like, I think I'd probably do that. I don't know. Maybe a coffee after work.
Yeah.
Unsure if I'd go out for dinner and drinks with them.
No.
But we were saying... Because, obviously, I'm a couple of years away from getting married. Emily probably a bit as well.
Yeah.
So we kind of like, we probably wouldn't get married anytime soon. But I said that if I had a 21st next year, I might invite a couple of them.
Yeah, I guess that's more of a realistic thing that's going to happen soon.
If it's like
a
pop-in, drinks and stuff.
No.
That was a loud bump there. I might just be like, oh, I'm going to, guys, you're welcome to join my 21st. If you don't want to come, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to join. Would you invite them to your 21st?
You know what? I think I'm with you on that one. I think maybe, yeah.
Only 3 or 4 people. Left or... Yeah, you can go left.
Yeah, let's go in there then.
I think only a couple people.
Yeah, you'd have a select few.
Yes, I would. And maybe their partners and children,
yes,
if they wish.
You'd have to let them have a plus one, because otherwise they'll be socialising.
Or like a plus... plus 5.
Yeah, plus 5. Just bring enough people so that you're not in awkward silence.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting one because, like, if someone at my work got married, like, would I expect an invite? I don't really know.
I think it depends how close you are.
Yeah.
Potentially to the evening do.
Yeah.
I think it's not uncommon to invite your colleagues to an evening do.
No, it's probably not, and they might shortlist it. And there is a lot of people at work who are friends with each other, like, outside of work. Like, well, you're inviting each other, but how far does that extend? So I don't know. I think it would be cross the bridge when you get to it, maybe.
Yeah, I guess it depends how old the colleagues are, or
yes,
kind of. Like, say, like, I guess Tasha, Leah and Millie, the girls, other apprentices at my work, and Tasha and Leah have been on the pod, we're friends with them.
Yes.
So they would come to my wedding.
Yeah.
But technically, kind of colleagues.
Yeah, true. They are your friends through work, actually.
My manager made a joke yesterday because I said, I'm going for dinner with them. This was Thursday. Me and Em were going for tea with Leah. So he was like, what are you doing tonight? I was like, I'm going actually for tea with my friend Emily, who works over there, and Leah. He went, are all your friends apprentices and work at banks? I was like, no.
Not all of them.
Just unfortunate that the only ones I'd ever tell you about are
the local friends.
I was like, no, I have a lot of friends who are at uni.
Yeah. Or
just taking gap years.
True, they are your friends through work. It's an interesting one. I would love to hear other people's opinion on this.
Yeah, I think it depends on your age.
Yes, true.
Where you work. If you work in a pub.
Yeah.
Then you're probably more likely to invite your friends.
Yeah.
Because they're more like friends.
Yeah.
But sometimes your colleagues feel like forced friends.
Yeah.
A bit like siblings.
Yeah. Right, interesting combo. Yeah. I mean, nice and short there. I mean, our apprenticeships aren't changing too much.
No, they're going well.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is quite a bit of change, but it's all good change.
Yeah, all good change.
Yeah.
All change is good, really, I guess.
But thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much for listening.
Cheap and cheerful today.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes,
Smiley Girl Podcast.
Hey guys.
Bye.